Musicians more, the conductor more.
Weeknights from 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
And the first of those concerts is on Tuesday evening. It comes from Sherborne Abbey in Dorset. And in it, The 16, directed by Harry Christophers, will be performing music by Thomas Luis de Victoria. And the following evening, Wednesday, there's Wagner, the Overture to the Master Singers, Strauss's Four Last Songs, and Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony from the Royal Festival Hall in London. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online, just after 1 o'clock, and this is David Cornett with a summary of the news. NATO has said it cannot confirm Libyan reports that Colonel Gaddafi's son and three of his grandchildren were killed in an airstrike on a villa in the capital Tripoli. The alliance said it was hitting the control and command infrastructure of the regime, in line with its United Nations mandate. Demonstrations are reported to have taken place outside British, American and Italian diplomatic buildings in Tripoli. The opposition in Yemen says it's considering escalating its campaign to force President Ali Abdullah Saleh from office because of his decision not to sign an agreement stipulating that he will resign. They've also refused to send a representative to talks today with the Gulf Cooperation Council, which drew up the deal. Head teachers have voted 99.6% in favour of balloting for strike action over planned changes to their pensions in England and Wales. The National Association of Head Teachers says its members could lose £100,000 on average when they retire. The schools minister, Nick Gibb, says rising costs and longer life expectancy means savings have to be made. David Cameron and Nick Clegg have both insisted that the referendum on changing the voting system for Westminster elections will not split the coalition, regardless of who wins. Mr Cameron said the coalition would keep its focus despite recent disagreements. Mr Clegg said it would work in the national interest. Police in the Maldives have used tear gas and batons to break up a protest calling for the resignation of President Mohamed Nasheed. The opposition say they were protesting against what they call the government's inaction on rising unemployment and the rising cost of living. Pope Benedict has beatified his predecessor John Paul II in front of more than a million pilgrims in St Peter's Square. A senior Vatican cardinal said the late Pope had not been aware of the extent of the child abuse scandal which emerged in the final years of his pontificate. And the weather, most parts will be dry and sunny, although there'll be gusty easterly winds, gusty over the hills. We've already been told it's gusty, now it's gusty again, particularly the Pennines. Some heavy and thundery showers will develop in southern counties of England and Wales. BBC News and Weather at 1:03. And it's time now for the early music show. And picking up on yesterday's programme, in which the subject was royal weddings, unsurprisingly, Catherine Bott reflects on a highlight from last year's York Early Music Festival.
Wedding ceremonies have always been occasions for music, and today's concert, given by Musica Fiata and La Cappella Ducale, is called Wedding Motets and Songs of Love. Their chosen repertoire has its roots in adversity. During the 30 Years' War, which lasted from 1618 to 1648, German composers, even the great trio of Heinrich Schütz, Johann Hermann Schein and Samuel Scheidt, seldom had the opportunity to publish their works. But society weddings, with money no object, gave them the chance to have their music performed and appreciated by the great and the good, and most importantly, rich patrons were happy to pay for the printing of the scores. So everybody won. The happy couple enjoyed the music, their wealthy families demonstrated their cultural credibility, and composers got their works printed. Now, two caveats before we go on. These pieces weren't always specially written for the occasion. A grand wedding could serve as a good excuse to get an existing work performed, perhaps with a hastily added nuptially appropriate title. And I think we should have a little more than the usual passing reference to the depredations of the 30 Years' War. But first, let's hear some music. A piece with a very definite wedding theme. Musica Fiata and La Cappella Ducale perform Scheidt's Freue dich des Weibes deiner Jugend. Rejoice in the wife of your youth. Cornetto player Roland Wilson directed Musica Fiata and the singers of La Cappella Ducale in Scheidt's Freue dich des Weibes deiner Jugend, beginning their concert of 17th century German wedding motets, given in the Chapter House of York Minster as part of the 2010 York Early Music Festival. The occasion of that piece was the wedding of two prominent citizens of the northern German city of Halle in 1628. Scheidt was born in Halle, and apart from a couple of years' study with Sweelinck in Amsterdam, spent all his life in his hometown. And although his post as court organist enabled him to publish quite a lot of large-scale music in his early years, the troubled times of the Thirty Years' War saw him mainly restricting his output to small chamber pieces. The work we just heard is an exception to the rule. Why is the Thirty Years' War so often mentioned in connection with German music of the 17th century? The answer's simple. This almost pan-European affair was largely waged on German soil. Vast tracts of land were laid waste, famine and disease wiped out thousands of people, and the economic consequences were horrific. Most of the combatant states were bankrupted. Despite the war's origins in Catholic-Protestant conflict, the whole thing soon degenerated into political squabbling and territorial power struggles between Bourbons and Habsburgs, which seem like a playground turf war nearly 400 years later. It's relevant to the music of the day, though, because, financial considerations apart, the war slowed down communications between Germany and the pioneering musical developments that were taking place in Italy, for example. But some people always continue well-to-do in wartime. Let's have more wedding music. Here the composer is Johann Hermann Schein, much of whose music was stored in the Berlin State Library, where it was long thought to have been destroyed during the Second World War. After the fall of the Berlin Wall, though, a huge cache of 17th-century manuscript was discovered there, including the works by Schein performed in this concert. Here's Der Herr behütet dich, The Lord will keep you from harm and watch over you now and evermore. Alleluia.
Thank you.
a double choir piece by Shine, performed by La Cappella Ducale and Musica Fiata. Their concert contained several striking instrumental canzones by Scheidt, and the lineup of instruments featured two cornets, three sackbuts, violin and viola, and organ, with plucked strings represented by a chitarrone and characterful lower winds by the dulcian, forerunner of the bassoon. Here's a canzone in five parts. A five-part canzone from Samuel Scheidt's collection of instrumental music, Ludi Musici. Scheidt published four of these, but only the first volume has survived complete. Roland Wilson, director of Musica Fiata, has reconstructed some of the canzones in this York concert from recently discovered manuscripts in the Berlin State Library, a treasure house of material all unearthed since 1989. Musica Fiata was founded in 1976 to specialise in the performance of 16th and 17th century music, And from the beginning, Roland Wilson and his ensemble have made an intensive study of performance practice sources, playing techniques and original instruments in order to develop a speech-based musical style and their distinctive sound. Roland founded the vocal ensemble La Cappella Ducale to be a flexible group of singers who would match the sound and style of Musica Fiata. Meanwhile, back in York, the next work in Musica Fiata's programme was a grand wedding composition by Heinrich Schütz, his Wohl dem der ein tugendsam Weib hat. Blessed is he who has a virtuous wife, for the number of his days shall be double. A virtuous woman rejoiceth her husband, and he shall fulfil the years of his life in peace. Wedding music by Schütz, performed by La Cappella Ducale and Musica Fiata, in this concert given in the octagonal chapter house of York Minster. The building was completed in 1286 and embellished with some exceptionally fine medieval stone carving. The beauties of that can lead the visitor to ignore another exceptional feature of the building. Most unusually for its time, the chapter house has no central pillar to support its huge domed roof, a triumph of engineering in stone. Now a piece that would grace any wedding, Singet dem Herrn ein neues Lied by Schein. Sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvellous things.
Lass mir Pause, Rausen, und was drehen ist,
With righteousness he shall judge the world and the peoples with equity. The final words from Shine's double choir setting of the psalm, O sing unto the Lord a new song. The performers were La Cappella Ducale and Musica Fiata. And as well as these large-scale works, so eminently suitable for public airings, they studied their concert in the Chapter House of York Minster with intimate chamber pieces. In Schütz's Paratum Cor Meum, the singer tells us that, My heart is ready, O God. I will sing and give praise with my glory. The motet Paratum Cor Meum by Schütz, with words from Psalm 108. The singer was Monica Monk. Schütz also plundered the Song of Solomon, which for some symbolises the mystic union of Christ and his Church, for several sensuous works in the first volume of his Symphoniae Sacrae, written shortly after the death of his wife and published in Venice in 1629, after his second visit to Italy, quite an achievement in those distracted times. And here's an example, his setting of Veni Dilecte Mi, Come into my garden, my beloved, and enjoy your delectable fruits. It's followed by another canzon in three parts by Scheidt. instrumental music by Scheidt, and before it an erotic motet by Schütz, both of them entirely plausible as wedding music, even though there's no specific wedding to attach them to. And though the same applies to the last work by Schütz in Musica Fiata's concert, the words here are incontrovertibly appropriate for a prosperous wedding. I'll quote the translated text in full. House and riches are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favour from the Lord.
Thank you.
Wedding music by Schütz, ending that York Early Music Festival concert given in the Chapter House of York Minster by Musica Fiata and La Cappella Ducale, directed by Roland Wilson. The singers were sopranos Monica Mauch and Constanze Backus, tenors Niels Giebelhausen and Julian Podger, and bass Harry van der Kamp. And the players were Roland Wilson and Arno Paduch playing cornets, Annette Sichelschmidt playing violin and viola, and trombonists Sebastian Krauser, Cass Gevers and Peter Sommer. The dulcian was played by Adrian Rovatke, the chitarrone by Axel Wolf, and the organ by Christoph Anselm Moll.
That was Catherine Bott, and you can find full details of both editions of the Early Music Show this weekend, plus the opportunity to listen again via the Radio 3 home page. In next Saturday's programme, Lucy Skeeping will be back with a homage to Purcell's restoration spectacular, The Fairy Queen.
Sean Rafferty.
I'm Sean Rafferty. I have the great pleasure of presenting In Tune every day.
In Tune.
It is one of the great pleasures of my life. I get private performances, well, just like you do listening at home, the best musicians in the world coming into the studio and sitting, I shouldn't say a stone's throw, possibly a pebble's throw away from me and playing sensational music. What could be better than that?
A new time for In Tune.
To have someone you've heard of coming in and talking about their lives and then playing specially for you, it's still extraordinary.
Weekdays at 4:30 and Wednesdays at 5 on BBC Radio 3.
Well, this is BBC Radio 3. It's 4 o'clock and now here's Chichi Nwanuku with her last musical choices from your letters and emails.
Hello and welcome to the May Day edition of Radio 3 Requests. And be sure to listen up as it's the very last Radio 3 Requests programme. And I'm hoping to make it one to remember. I'll start with a suggestion from Roy Goodsall in Reading. It's a dip into the past for Roy, who distantly remembers hearing the minuet from Parry's Lady Radnor's Suite and wonders if the other movements were just as appealing. Well, it's definitely one of those nostalgic pieces, Roy, that most of us have heard somewhere at some time or other. Parry's Suite is modelled on the dance suites of Bach, and this prelude, which is the first movement, is suitably light on its feet.
Thank you.
dance-like in every sense of the word. That was the prelude from Lady Radnor's Suite by Parry, played there by the City of London Symphonia, conducted by Richard Hickox. It was written for Helen, Countess of Radnor, who conducted the first performance herself in 1894. Next, I had a lovely letter from Brian Price in North Kensington, London. He asks for On Away, Awake Beloved from Hiawatha's Wedding Feast by Samuel Coleridge Taylor. Brian has a direct link with it, as he wrote, explaining, "My mother, aged 13, sang in Hiawatha, conducted by the composer in Kendal in 1902. Brian would have liked to have sung in it too." In this number, Hiawatha's friend Chibiabos offers a tender tribute to the hero's bride, lovely Minnehaha.
Smiling when thou art.
Absolutely ravishing. I couldn't imagine a better choice of tenor soloist than Richard Lewis in On Away, Awake, Beloved, from Hiawatha's Wedding Feast by Samuel Coleridge Taylor. Our requester, Brian Price, says the solo beautifully conceals the monotony